shalom to all the alumni, parents, friends of the yeshiva tuning in with us today. When Moshe instructs Aaron at the beginning of Parshat Shmini, he tells him, Kach lecha, take, slaughter a calf as a korban, but kach lecha, take it for you. How is this for you? So Rashi comments that through slaughtering a calf now, he's going to atone for his role in the sin of the golden calf in the Cheda Eagle. And in the next pasuk, Moshe tells Aaron, tell Bnei Yisrael to take a sir izim l'chatat, take a goat to be used as a sin offering. And the Ramban there cites the Sifra, and it says along the same lines, there's going to be a calf to atone for the sin of the golden calf, and there's going to be a goat to atone for the goat used in the sale of Yosef. When Yosef was sold by his brothers, they covered up what they did by dipping his coat in, by slaughtering a seir izim, by slaughtering a goat, and they dipped his coat inside the blood, and they showed that to their father. The Meshech Chachma in Vayikra Tetzayin actually says that these two sins are the paradigms of the two types of sins. There's the sin Bein Adam L'Makom, between man and God. The paradigm for that is the sin, the Cheda Egel. And then there's the sin Bein Adam L'Chavero, between man and his fellow man. The paradigm for that one is the Sel Mechira Yosef. But even with that in mind, you might still be wondering what the connection is between the sale of Yosef and Parshat Shmini all of a sudden. And if we ponder this midrash some more, we might be confused by the lack of a parallel here. They sinned with a calf, they're bringing a calf. They sinned by selling Yosef, they're bringing a goat. Yes, there was a goat involved in the story of the sale of Yosef, but that was a detail. If they were wearing a blue shirt that day, so you just, let's bring something blue, that wasn't the sin. The sin was the sale of Yosef. So why are we bringing a series in to make up for the sale of Yosef? These questions bothered the Be'er Yosef. The Be'er Yosef is a collection of drasha of Rav Yosef Salant, who was the darshan in the Chorva Shul in the Old City. And by the way, the Be'er Yosef and the Meshech Chachma, you can find on my website, wordfinder.com. But he has a very interesting and informative answer. If you think about the Cheda Egel, there are many Mefarshim who tell us that Am Yisrael did not intend on Avodah Zarah. Am Yisrael, according to the Ramban, according to the Ibn Ezra, according to the Kuzari, they had very good intentions. They wanted some kind of physical place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu could rest his Shechina, essentially what the Mishkan turned into also after Cheda Egel. We're going to make a place, something physical, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could rest his Shechina among us. The big issue with what they did was that Hashem didn't command that. Hashem didn't tell them this. They came up with this on their own. So even though their intent was proper, they had good and proper intent, it ended up being a major sin of Avodah Zarah. And the reason was that they acted on their own. What should they have done? If you recall, before Moshe went up to Har Sinai, in Shemot Chaf Dalet, he tells them, if you have any issue, I'm leaving you Aaron and Chor. They didn't ask Aaron and Chor. They didn't consult their elders. They didn't consult their Rabbanim, their Gedolim. They came up with what they thought was a good idea on their own, and they acted on it. In fact, Gemara Sanhedrin Dav Zayin tells us when Chor tried to stop them, they killed him. And Aaron saw this and just followed their instructions. He may have tried to stall, depending on which Mefarshim you read, but he wasn't going to try to stop them because he feared for his life. So had they asked them, they wouldn't have ended up with this major sin of Avodah Zarah. Says the Be'er Yosef, the same is true at the root of the sin of Mechirat Yosef. The brothers were trying to get rid of Yosef. And Rashi, on the words, when Yosef comes and tries to find his brothers and he meets the anonymous Ish, and he says, where are my Atachai and Achim Vakesh? Where are my brothers? And he says, well, I heard them say, Nelcha Dotaina. I heard them say, let us go to Dotan. That's the pshat. But Rashi there says, What did they want to do? They wanted to Yamiteu al Din. Dotaina is Dat Vidin. They weren't just deciding rashly to do something to Yosef. This was a trial. This was them deciding this is what has to be done for Yosef. And there's many explanations as to why, what their justification, their rationale was. Could it be the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Yud Chet that says that somebody who's a Mesaper Lashon Hara, Ra'oy Lashlichol Klavim? Could it be that by him telling on them all the time to their father, he was trying to get rid of them, so from Yaakov Avinu, he should kick them out. In some ways, he was a Rodef. Was it because he's a Moreid B'Malchut? If he wants to be in charge, it's not going to be Shevet Yehuda in charge. And he's being Moreid on that Malchut. He's rebelling. Whatever the reason was, they thought they were acting properly. We are justified. This is the proper thing to do. We have to get rid of Yosef. But what didn't they do? They didn't ask Yitzchak or Yaakov. They didn't go to the Beis Din of Shem Va'Iver. They just decided this on their own. They wanted to kill Yosef according to Dat V'Din, but they didn't consult with their elders. They didn't consult with their Gedolim. And worse than that, they tried to cover their tracks. They realized they did this dastardly act while acting on their own, not consulting with the elders and Gedolim. So they said, now we have to cover it up. So we're going to dip his coat in the blood of the Sirizim. So for that, they indeed need kapara. They need atonement to make up for that. So therefore, when there's in the Parsha Shmini, when they're building the Mishkan, they've built the Mishkan, they're about to bring a korban to atone for the Cheda Egel, which had as its root issue was that they didn't consult their elders, they didn't consult their gedolim, they didn't consult their leaders, they didn't consult their sages. It makes sense to also atone at this same time for the sale of Yosef, which was also something they did without the knowledge and approval of their parents and their elders. And yes, there are many reasons we should consult our Rabbanim, we should consult our community leaders, we should consult our Gedolim. But if for no other reason, it can prevent us from such a costly mistake. Here there were two cases with people with positive intentions. They were trying to find a way for Ashrat Hashchina. They were trying to find a way to deal with this threat, halachic threat, and take care of it. And nonetheless, and they were sure they were right, but nonetheless, it led to disastrous results because they didn't consult with those older and wiser. I'm speaking to you mere days after the Levaya of Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal. For many hundreds of thousands of people, he served as the address where people came to consult him on a myriad of issues. Halachic issues. And even if I never asked him a question, I can appreciate the loss people feel. Because as an alumnus of this yeshiva, I also have turned to our Ramim and our Rashi Yeshiva, both the current Rashi Yeshiva and our founding Rashi Yeshiva Zatzal, with many, many shailas on a broad range of topics, halachic and ashkafic. And that's the lesson that the Ber Yosef has to learn from the Midrash about the sale of Yosef and the golden calf. We always have to remember to consult our Rabbanim, to consult our leaders, and may we merit for them to steer us appropriately when we ask. Shabbat Shalom.